after school, after school.
We have one of the most famous dentists in the history of the recording business. Is that a good way to introduce Warren Nadell? Your name is Dr. Warren Nadell, is this?
That is indeed true.
But you are also Randy Starr?
Yes, I'm Randy Starr. I have a split personality, Ronnie.
Oh, you're like the record that Mary Wells did, Two Lovers. Split personality. Well, what can I say, Randy? It is a pleasure. So many people have been looking forward to this interview. You don't do that many interviews, but people are saying, try to get Randy Starr.
Well, people have not been knocking down my door for interviews too much. I've done a few of them lately. They're kind of fun, but and it's good to have an interview with you.
Well, I appreciate that. And you said it exactly the way we wrote it.
And I have a title for your show. You call it The Show with No Name?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for you, Ronnie.
Right.
How about Oldies by the Gallon with Ronnie Allen?
That's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
If I don't use it as the name of the show, I can actually use it as a catchphrase for the show. Oldies by the Gallon with Ronnie Allen. Or sometimes I'm known as Ronnie Who. Back in 1957, Randy, you became sort of an overnight success with a song called After School. And could you tell me how that happened? How did After School happen?
Well, After School happened actually because I was interested in becoming a writer. I always was. That was my primary career goal, was to be a songwriter. And another writer and I had written a song called Heaven High, Man So Low. Sammy Kay was a band leader. He liked it. And he said, why don't you try to write something for the other side and let me hear the demo? And we wrote After School. He put out the record, and it's so happened that the disc jockeys liked After School, so they made that the A-side, and that became kind of a modest hit in 1957.
Well, by modest hit, it actually got to number 32 on the Billboard chart, so I think you're being a little bit modest, actually. I think people still remember that song. How many years later? Is it 50 years later? It's incredible.
It is exactly 50 years. We are celebrating 50 years since After School became a hit for me. And at the time, I thought, well, you know, this is very easy. You write a song, you go into the studio, you record it, and it becomes a hit. But I learned soon afterwards that it is very, very difficult to have a hit record, and it's a lot of work and also a lot of luck. So it took a while before I had more hits, but I kept at it.
Randy is trying to tell us that since it's remembered 50 years later, he never graduated from that school. But
no, I'm still waiting there after school.
Here he is. I wait a minute. I hear him. I hear him.
After school. After school. Yesterday I waited for you at the corner candy store, the way I always do. After school. The hours passed, the gang went home, and I was left there all alone, waiting just for you. After school, waiting for you. Am I a fool to wait for you the way I do? After school.
After school.
It could be true that you had found somebody new to take the place I've known.
After school.
Finally, it got so late, I saw I was a fool's wait, so I walked home alone.
After school, waiting for you. Am I a
before, I'm waiting at the candy store the way I always do.
After school.
Will it be him? Will it be me? I'm wondering who it will be walking home with you.
After school, waiting for you. Am I
School. Ronnie, don't sing. That's the cardinal rule. Randy Starr, After School. And you were, when that record was on the chart, you were a dentist.
I was indeed a dentist.
And you were practicing dentistry and having a hit record. Did you appear on American Bandstand?
Yes, I did. I appeared on American Bandstand 5 times, as a matter of fact.
Unbelievable. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. Did most of your patients know that you were a recording star?
Well, actually, a lot of them did, because in my office, not in the reception room, but way in the back office, I would put up the sheet music of some of the songs that I had written. So a lot of my patients knew, and some of my patients were actually people in the recording industry, musicians and some singers, and they did know my double personality.
Well, we're going to move right along to a record that was requested by a big fan of yours, whose name is Wes Smith, and he said, Ronnie, if you get Randy Starr to do your show, please play a song called You're Growing Up.
Oh, You're Growing Up.
Yes.
That song is probably from 1959 or 60, and at that time I was recording for another label, a label called Mayflower Records, and I remember You're Growing Up very well. It was backed with a song called Working on the Santa Fe.
Great. We're going to play this one and dedicate it to Wes Smith, who asked me to play You're Growing Up.
Sweet little girl, surely you know I love you more the more you grow. How time has passed, you're growing up so fast. Pigtails and freckles, do you recall? Now you're the cutest one of all. Sugar and spice, you're growing up so nice. It's not puppy love, 'cause it's plain to see
up. And that was Randy Starr, and dedicating that one to Wes Smith. We're going to move right along to The Enchanted Sea. Now, you were kind of, a lot of people would say, well, you know, you had this one big hit. Could you have another hit? You had another hit, big hit, in fact, even bigger than After School, but it wasn't as Randy Starr. It was as the Islanders. It was an instrumental duo. You played guitar and whistled on this?
I did indeed. I played guitar and whistled. It was a song that I co-wrote with Frank Metis, and Frank Metis is also on the record. He played the accordion and the keyboards, and then we had some studio musicians. We had a CBS sound effects man who had a huge bucket of water and sloshed his elbows around it to give it the sound of the sea, and we had the Nantucket Lighthouse sound effects and a foghorn, and that was a top 10 hit for me. In fact, that song, it keeps getting recorded. We have over 20 recordings on the song. The latest one is a recording by, believe it or not, the London Symphony Orchestra. It is a classical type recording.
Talking about a song
that
of
song has been
legs.
Really a semi-standard form.
Song with legs, indeed. We're going to listen to it right now. These are the Islanders. Randy Starr, and who is the other guy now?
Frank Metis.
Frank Metis.
Very fine arranger.
Okay. Randy and Frank, and this is The Enchanted Sea. Sound, The Enchanted Sea, and that was the Islanders, or for some of you, it's the Islanders. Okay, Randy Starr and Frank Metis on that record. Want to say a special hello out there, in case he's listening, to Clay Cole. And Randy, you were telling me a few moments ago off the air that you appeared on Clay Cole's show a few times.
Yes, I did. I was on Clay Cole's show. That was about the time that I was also on American Bandstand five times with Dick Clark. This was in the late 50s.
Wow. Those were the days.
Those were the good old days.
Now, hopping forward a little bit to the 60s, Kissin' Cousins. How many of you, by a show of hands, know the song Kissin' Cousins? Everybody raise their hand. Elvis Presley, title song from his motion picture. By a show of hands, how many of you know that Randy Starr was the co-writer of that song? Randy, not as many hands, but you but you were the co-writer of that song.
I was the co-writer of that song, and I was the co-writer or writer of a dozen songs that were in Elvis Presley movies.
Unbelievable. This one, Kissin' Cousins, I understand you wrote the line, "She's a distant cousin who's not too distant with me." That was your line, right?
I can remember that one line because at the time I was writing with a brilliant lyricist named Fred Wise, and it felt so good when I could come up with a little bit of a line and he would say, "That's it, we'll use it." And I remember that line, "She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me."
Well, I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me. We kiss all night. I speak is her tight. But we're kissing cousins. That's what makes it alright. Oh, I've got a gal and she taught me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night. I squeeze her tight. But we're kissing a cousin. That's what makes it alright. Yeah, we're all cousins. That's what I believe.
time trouble. I need plenty of oh, your kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins and that'll make it all right. All right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins. That'll make it all right. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it all right, all right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it all right.
That was Kissin' Cousins. What a great song. Randy, pat yourself on the back for that one.
Well, thank you.
Good one. Now, I found something, and I'm starting to wonder if this could really be you, because this is very strange. Part of me tells me this is not really you, so I'm going to play a little bit of it, and you can tell me whether it is or it isn't. Here we go.
Goodness. Well, anyway, find that.
I want to make sure. I want to enjoy this a second. I don't believe it.
Neither do I. I don't believe I wrote it and sang it.
Were you the Chipmunks on that? I mean,
yes, we had that beat-it-up record player type sound, and we had a Chipmunk sound. That was very popular in those days, and it's embarrassing today to listen to that.
How much longer should I embarrass you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just sort of nostalgic. Brings back, in its time, that was sort of the vogue. And at the time I was recording for yet another label, this was Lori Records.
Uh-huh.
The song was just an attempt to do what would be a novelty song and hoping it would catch on.
But it didn't even catch flies.
No, I don't. Two copies sold, one of them might have been to my wife. And
oh, okay. And she probably didn't even keep it.
Probably not. So if you have a copy, that's a real collector's item, Ronnie.
I plead guilty. We're going to play another Elvis song. What was this from? Double Trouble?
Double Trouble, yes. I had two songs in that movie. And
could I form
at
up?
That point, I was writing music and lyrics because Fred Wise had died. The song I think you're referring to is Could I Fall
in Love? Could I Fall in Love?
And it was almost released as a single for Elvis, and it's probably the favorite of the songs I wrote that he recorded.
How did you get a song to Elvis? Did you have to make a demo to do it?
Oh, it was very complicated, and you had to make demos. You received a script, and there were certain people allowed to write for him, and you were competing against all of these other great writers like Thomas and Schumann and Baum, Giant, and Kay. And then he decided from the demo which song he would record. And actually, I once calculated that I had made 84 demonstration records that were submitted to him, and of those, he recorded 12 songs. So it was one out of every 7 demos that I made that he used in the movies. And then there were many more songs that didn't even get to the demo stage. So it was hard work.
Did Elvis himself make the decision, or was it the Colonel? Or
usually, Elvis had the final say, and it was the producer plus Elvis. And if he liked the song, that he overrode everybody, and his perception of what was good for him to sing was really uncanny, so that his choices were just wonderful for the songs.
We're going to listen to this one right now, and it is so beautiful. Written by Randy Starr. Now, did you write this one by yourself?
Yes, I did. Music and lyrics.
Okay, this was written by Randy Starr and Randy Starr. This is, from appropriately enough, Double Trouble, Could I Fall in Love?
Could I fall in love for the very first time? That's what I asked myself when your lips touched mine. Could I fall in love on a night like tonight? That's what I'd like to know. When I hold you tight, now that we're alone,
now that we're alone,
just a kiss apart,
just a kiss apart,
I have the answer from the feeling in my heart. Could I fall in love and forever be true? My heart tells me I could if I fell for you.
That was... forgot the title of the song. It's Could I Fall in Love. I had actually looked down at the paper.
It is Could I Fall in Love.
Yes. It is called Could I Fall in Love. Well, Randy, what can I say? We're going to play one more song right now. And this is one that was based on an old song. And you... what did you actually write? Did you redo the lyrics to this? I'm going to play George Hamilton IV, I Know Where I'm Going.
Yes, we redid the lyrics. I wrote this with Dick Wolf. And also added a bridge. And interestingly enough, the song became a hit for George Hamilton IV, but it was covered by a singer named Nancy Whiskey.
Freight
Train in England.
Before we go, Randy, is there anything you would like to say to your fans out there, or anything that you wish I had asked you, but I didn't?
Well, I would like to thank all the fans for their interest. I think I mentioned to you when we spoke off the air that sometimes the fans know a lot more about the artists and the writers than the artists and writers know about themselves, and I think that's really true in my case. I'm very happy for the career I've had. I love to hear from fans, and I thank you very much for interviewing me. It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it, and I wish you the best of luck on all future shows, Ronnie.
Well, thank you, Randy, and I hope that down the road we can do another interview so we could play some more of the Elvis Presley songs that you were associated with. And maybe I could find one or two of the Martian recordings that you did besides the Hootenanny on Mars.
I can learn to live with that, but it would be my pleasure to do another interview with you, Ronnie.
Okay, in spite of me playing that record, in spite of me finding that, I appreciate
it. Have to get over it.
You're a good sport. Randy, we're going to close with this particular song, which is appropriate because I know where I'm going. I'm going out of the studio to make room for Vinnie Martell, who is going to rock America. Vinnie Martell of Vanilla Fudge. Randy, thank you so very much. And this is the one by George Hamilton IV.
I know where I'm going, and I know who's going. The one I love, it's you I want to marry. I know where I'm going, and I promise I will give all my love to you as long as I may live. Everything I do, I will share. From now forever. We will always go hand in hand together. I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. You're the one I love. I will share with you. I know where I'm going, and from now until forever.